The episode you're about to listen to is a special edition of The Startup Show, recorded during Grit Daily's live event at South by Southwest. Here we have an expansive range of topics and featured experts from various industries. Enjoy.
I'm Spencer Holtz with Grit Daily here at the Lively and Grit Daily House at South by Southwest 2024. I'm sitting here with Dan Stangler, and he is part of a kombucha brand. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but it's a kombucha brand that is doing a little bit more for the environment than a lot of their competitors, and trying to do something special while making a product everybody can enjoy. So, Dan, can you tell us a little bit more about your company and what you're doing?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Spencer. Yeah. I'm really excited to be here. The company is actually Brew Doctor Kombucha. We've been around for, it'll be 16 years this summer. So, founded in Oregon, and Sip Joy is our newest innovation.
Okay.
It's a lower sugar, we call it probiotic refresher, but it's flavored sparkling water or seltzer.
So how do you flavor it if it's lower sugar? What is the secret there?
Organic ingredients. It's very simple.
Okay.
And then
so
we use
none of those fake sugar add-ins that everybody else uses.
No artificial sweeteners, no high intensity sweeteners. Just 5 grams of organic cane sugar, which means it's a lot less sugar than a typical kombucha.
Right, yeah. A lot of products, too, will say low sugar, and then they have all the aspartame and all the other fake sugar products in there. You don't really know what you're getting, and it tastes, you know, you think you're drinking healthy, you think you're having a product with, you know, no sugar, low sugar in it, and all of a sudden you find out that that's not the case. So you always have to kind of be careful when you taste something that's actually got flavor, and yet they say no or low sugar. So
right, we're really proud of this. We're excited about it. Just been on the market for a couple of months, so we've got a great partner in Sprouts Farmers Market nationally that's partnered to share it with people, and the early response has been quite good because, exactly to your point, it's easy drinking, it's light and refreshing, it's got the benefits of being a probiotic beverage, but with no fake stuff, simply put.
Yeah, so we've seen a lot of interest in this drink here at South By. You know, a lot of people come here and they think Waterloo because it's a local favorite. They think alcohol because it's South By. They think, you know, anything refreshing that they get their hands on. But we've actually seen a lot of people come through and go, oh, yeah, that's, you know, we'll do this. Maybe because, you know, you're walking around and you need something a little lighter than, you know, an alcoholic beverage in the middle of the day. You know, not everybody's a day drinker. Not everybody. A lot of people. Not everybody.
Right.
So, yeah, it's seen a lot of people really interested in giving it a try. And usually when they do, they've come back for another, which is, I think, maybe the best mark of a good product is when people come back for another one quickly.
That's exactly right. I've been very encouraged to see it.
Yeah. And so it's really interesting because we even had people here who didn't like kombucha, and yet they never tried it, right? So that's the really interesting thing. You see people who instantly go, I don't like that, because the kind of perception of it is, this is a gross health drink that I don't want.
You're exactly right. You know, it's wild, of course. You know, at Brew Doctor, we love tea. We love kombucha. You know, we truly believe it is the world's best beverage. But we also recognize that there are a lot of people that, you know, don't understand it, don't know how to pronounce it, maybe have tried kombucha in the past and just didn't enjoy it. And so we got a lot of work to do, to share what we believe is, you know, really a fantastic product. And in Sip Joy, we've got an opportunity to introduce people to a beverage with the benefits of being fermented, raw, probiotic, but a little bit easier drinking, lighter, more refreshing profile.
Yeah, so you mentioned, you know, people have maybe had another kombucha and they didn't like it. So how do you really innovate as a brand that, I mean, kombucha is kombucha, you know, and you're trying to keep it natural, not changing it. So how do you innovate when you're trying to give something natural and trying to only do the best things? Like, how do you make it stand out as a product without some gimmick or, you know, taking it some way you just don't want to if you're trying to give people the best, most natural product out there?
Yeah, great question. It is not easy. It is not easy. Of course, taste and delicious flavors are the starting point. But that's really the beverage industry as a whole. So the thing that we have done is work to be very, very intentional across all of the aspects of our business, all of the people that we impact, all of the people that we touch. And in doing so, we're looking to create a lot of word of mouth for Brew Doctor and for SipJoy by doing things that we hope are, well, that are certainly intentional and we hope are inspirational and get people talking about us and coming back to us.
All right. So we had a bit of a conversation previously about how it's very difficult to talk to people about your product and get them interested because there's so many barriers to entry, essentially. You know, people have to know what it is. Then they have to know why they should care. And then they have to know why yours is the one they should choose. And so by the time you've jumped all those hurdles, compared to, let's say, a soda, which everybody knows what a soft drink is, they just have to know if it tastes good or not. They don't have to jump through all those barriers, jump over all those hurdles. It's a really interesting thing because it makes it a lot harder to essentially convert people to the kombucha lifestyle. So what do you think you have to do to accomplish that? I mean, you said word of mouth, which is definitely great because it allows people to have a little more trust from the get-go. They don't have to go, what is it? Why do I like it? They should go, well, I was told it was good, right? So what do you think is the best way? How are you guys trying to solve that problem? And, you know, what do you think the future holds for you guys to get even more people on this bandwagon?
Yeah, I appreciate the question. Couple of things. We're trying to be very simple in the way that we describe kombucha. It's just fizzy iced tea with gut-friendly benefits. That's it. Ready-to-drink tea is a massive category in beverage. People love tea. We love tea. Brew Doctor was born from a tea company. Our founder originally created a tea company. So we love tea. And we want to demystify kombucha by just explaining that it's just tea with bubbles and benefits. And then the second thing that we do is we just want to make it a lot more available in an approachable and unpretentious way. And, you know, we rely on a network of retail partners and distributors that are doing a really nice job telling our story, getting us out in front of people. And then we put a lot of investment into sampling, frankly, and just letting the product market itself.
So that's interesting. You know, I like the idea of kind of keeping it simple, right? Because when you hear the word kombucha, it's anything but simple. If you can't pronounce it,
right?
Yeah. So it's that thing where somebody might sit there and go, well, this is a name I can't pronounce. It's clearly not a product from here or meant for me or, you know, whatever the case might be. And so they instantly go, I'm not going to try that, right? I'm not going to be adventurous. I'm not going to buy something with my money that I probably won't drink. And they don't even give it a chance, you know? So that's, I see that as being a big problem, but yeah, simple, elegant way to describe it is this, you know, bubbly, bountiful Brew Doctor, right? You know,
yes.
Just, it's good for you, it's bubbly, it's tea, what's not to like. It's a lot simpler to sell than, here's some kombucha, do you know what that is?
Yeah, you're exactly right. And we wrestle with that question a lot. We have decided to stay true to what we are, which is a kombucha company. And frankly, what we've learned from our fans is that they want authentic traditional kombucha. I think what's really exciting about Brew Doctor is we are fermented or brewed in the traditional way. Loose leaf tea, our SCOBY, which is an acronym for symbiotic culture of bacteria and yeast, and then our organic ingredients, and then thyme, to let nature and science kind of do the trick of creating the live and active cultures that make this drink special. And the way that we're brewing it at scale in Oregon is the same way that you could make kombucha at home. The only difference is we use what's called a spinning cone column to gently remove the alcohol that is the byproduct of any fermented beverage. And we're really proud of that. It's a big investment. It takes extra time. But it's the reason that we can confidently share Brew Doctor Kombucha with any person, including kids and children.
Yeah. So, that's really interesting because, you know, especially if you're describing as a fizzy tea that's good for you, that's good for your gut, you know, you don't also want it to get you drunk.
Correct.
Because, yeah, what if somebody's like, oh, yeah, I love tea, and they drink, you know, 4 or 5 of them, and then they're like, oh, I feel kind of, you know, dizzy. And you're just like, wait a minute, that's not how tea works. So, yeah, keeping it close to that tea, I feel like that's a worthwhile investment because not only does it open up your audience a bit more, but that simple branding you're going for is far more on point than if it had the alcohol in it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So it's the combination of the processing with the spinning cone columns and then the fact that we invest in a lab right on site at, we call it a brewery because it's fermented tea, but right at our kombucha brewery in Tualatin, Oregon. So that we're measuring every batch to ensure that we're delivering exactly what we label and what people are counting on us for.
So you have a few different flavors, right? How do you kind of explain the flavors of that? Because, you know, I see like an orange tea, and I have a faint idea of what that tastes like just from regular tea, but is it kind of the same? Does it line up with what you'd get from an orange tea that you brewed that's not kombucha? Like, are the flavors very close to what somebody would expect from an actual tea bag tea? Or do they kind of vary a little bit? What kind of taste profile should people expect when they take a sip of kombucha? Because I think that might be another one of those mysteries, right? One of those people coming in for the first time, taking a sip of the product and being like, well, that's interesting. Like, you know, that's not what I expected.
Right. I'm going to answer for kombucha as well as for our probiotic refresher. Kombucha, simply put, is complex. It's a very dynamic flavor profile. And what we have learned over time is that there's a number of different flavor spaces that people are interested in. Fruit-forward flavors are certainly big sellers. So think pineapple. We've got a new cherry limeade. Apple-flavored kombucha, etc., berries. There's also botanical or more herbal kombuchas. We're very proud of our lineup. That includes Clear Mind, which is rosemary, mint, sage, love with chamomile. Those are going to be closer in profile to, you know, a brewed tea. And then there's a number of kombuchas that have ginger and other more dynamic flavors like that included. So it's a really fun space. What we find is that people really enjoy the variety of kombucha, but the combination of fizz, complex flavors, a variety of different flavor profiles, and then that the gut-friendly benefits that people feel good about. With awareness, people enjoy kombucha. On the SipJoy side, which, as I mentioned, is a lighter, refreshing drink, more like a flavored sparkling water or seltzer, we led with citrus flavors, simply put. So we've got orange, lime, grapefruit, and then a tea and lemonade, which is nice. It's like the Arnold Palmer. Yeah. So black tea and lemonade flavored.
Yeah, that's interesting. So I would be remiss not to ask at least one question about the gut-friendly benefits, right? So as a brand, you have to really kind of push forward with that because that's the biggest part of kombucha is that it's also got this probiotic aspect to it. Do you find that customers really care about that? Is that something they're passionate about, or are they more interested in just the flavor like any other food and beverage type company? Like, are they looking at you guys to deliver a good drink more than they care about the health benefits, or the people coming for kombucha more drinking it because it's the good option for a healthy drink?
Great question. It's both, as so many things are,
right?
Which makes it a little bit more of a challenge to tell the story. But the starting point is always taste. It's one of our values. Taste wins. Followed by no artificial nonsense and transparency. So that's what we're looking to do. And then we know that with a product that has the live and active cultures, the benefits of being a fermented product, people feel good about it. And I think the understanding is still growing in terms of the benefits of, you know, treating your body, your gut, your microbiome in a healthy way by fueling it with pre and probiotics.
Well, that is very interesting to me because, you know, being at South By, you find yourself in situations where you're just not treating your gut very well. Yeah. You know, you're in Texas, you're here for an event, usually you don't really have access to a kitchen or anything like that, so you're eating out almost every night or you're going somewhere to eat, or it's not a very healthy situation.
Right.
And your gut pays for it. And by the end of the week, you usually feel pretty run down. And it'll be interesting to see if having a few Sip Joys helps me get through it a little bit easier.
I'll look forward to hearing how it goes. Absolutely. For you, Spencer. You know, the other thing that I mentioned, and I think that this is important, is that we are the only national kombucha brand or company that is a certified B Corp. And that means we're being very intentional about what we're doing at every step along the way. Simply put, for people, for communities, and then also for the planet or environment. There's five areas that B Labs is focused on for certified B Corps: employees, governance, environment, communities, and then customers or consumers. And so we are constantly measuring, and then I think even more importantly, we're constantly challenging ourselves to innovate across all of those spaces to be the best company that we can be. And it gives, I know, starting with our employees and with the team, a lot of energy waking up in the morning, you know, working on a beverage brand that's just trying to leave things a little bit better at the end of every day.
Well, I hope that you guys grow bigger and bigger, because that's a great way to run a business. And your product is something that people seem to really enjoy. So we need to see more of it.
Yeah, we definitely do.
All right. Well, I appreciate you being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you.